or believed it wasn't. The reality was far simpler, but not the sort of thing she would tell anyone. Her father had taken her to Luna when she was 8, and she had felt the full force of the enormous age of the place. It had occupied her dreams and overwhelmed her waking hours. It had driven a sense of her own transience into her soul. Live while you can, indulge your passions, make it count. The ancient storm stirred again while she looked into the frozen emotions of the ice creature and recognized them. Richard Wald folded his arms and pressed them against his sweater, as if inside his energy envelope he was cold. He was tall and embodied the kind of self-conscious dignity one finds in those who have achieved a degree of fame and never quite come to terms with it. Despite his 60 years, Richard was a man of remarkable vitality and exuberance. He was known to like a good drink and a good party, and he loved the company of women. He was careful, however, to maintain a purely professional demeanor with Hutchins, his pilot. There was something of the Old Testament prophet in his appearance. He had a thick silver mane and mustache, high cheekbones, and a preemptive blue gaze. But the stern appearance was a facade. He was, in Hutchins' amused view, a pussycat. He had been here before. This was, in a sense, where he had been born. This was the first monument, the unlikely pseudo-contact that had alerted the human race 200 years ago